you know, you referenced several times in the book that people advised you that this could get you killed, that this is such a sensitive topic. And it, you know, potentially would open many proverbial Pandora's boxes. The people advised you to stay away from this, didn't they?
Yeah, and the rumors of the bioweapons origin of the Lyme outbreak has been there forever. And when we did the film, we started asking questions about that, and we were pretty much shut down and said, you will never get funding, because it was an indie film. You will never get funding if you cover that. And so, but Andy, the director, and I decided, well, there was plenty of newsworthy things to report on in the documentary, you know, the patient side of the disease and how they were being spit out of the medical system. And when we finished that documentary, you know, I thought I was done with Lyme disease because I was healthy finally, and the film had done some good. But then when I received this videotape admission of Willy Burgdorfer that he thought the outbreak was had a biological weapons origin, possibly an accident, you know, to me, I just felt like I had to get to the bottom of it. It was my responsibility as a member of the human race because it's a horrible thing to unleash on the general public, you know. And so anyways, I've been warned that it was dangerous, but, you know, I felt like a lot of the people that made those decisions are deceased now, and it was really time to admit to the sins of our Cold War fathers and get this really important scientific information out there so we can move forward.